Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. It is summertime around here. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're going to be in Eldersburg at 1623, as well as the morning edition of Zeke's Coffee this week. We'll take a little respite next week, and we will come back after real hard beginning on August 3rd, which is our 27th anniversary. We're kicking that off. Our friends at Curio Wellness, as well as the Maryland Lottery, taking us out onto the road. We're going to be doing crab cake tours all over the place and all my favorite places to eat. This guy joined me in one of my favorite places to eat. He was at the New Costas in Timonium last week as part of our Maryland crab cake tour. We didn't talk enough football last week because it felt like a long way away. Luke was away in the All-Star game and the All-Star break, and the Orioles are dead for rights and trading deadlines and
Oh,
all, what all
terrible.
that we're going to do there. But the football thing is really what keeps hope alive here, this time of year, and all of the focus and all of the energy, much to the chagrin of Mr. Rubenstein and Griggs and Elias, maybe to his benefit, will go to the football team. And Luke and I hadn't done a piece. We hadn't talked football in like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, literally. He came back, we did a piece, and within 30 seconds, we're back to Super Bowl or bust.
Amen.
That is where it is.
Amen.
And
No doubt.
That's a different level of expectation. That's like me saying, Raskin, you're going to handle my money, but I got to get 14% every year, all the time.
No risk.
No risk, 14%. Right,
Good
exactly, right?
luck with that.
Right.
Good luck with that. But
Well, I
no,
mean,
the
that's where the Ravens have put
expectations.
themselves, right?
Look at right. It's all about expectations. And just what you said, talk to money for a second. When we meet with people, we set those expectations. And one of the things we use a golf analogy. I use a golf analogy to talk to people about investing. And the reason is there's par, right? Everybody knows what par is. Whether you're a golf fan or not, you've heard par. So we talk about par, and what we say to people is par is an expectation of return based on level of risk. And over time, we're going to expect to hit par. And if you want somebody that's going to drive and crush it and beat par and hit well above that with the level of risk that you're expecting, we're not your people because that's not what we're shooting for.
You don't want to put the ball in the water
That's right. And
or
we
into
have
the trap on open weekend
that's
over in
right.
Ireland.
That's right. We have expectations and this is what we hope to hit. And people accept that and we move along doing their money. Now, with the Ravens, they've set those expectations. They've had those couple years where they were in the into the championship week. They've come up short against a couple really strong teams, but certainly teams they could have beaten. They've in both games, I believe, looking back, beat themselves in both losses on their way to the Super Bowl. And so here we are, 2025-26 season. And I agree with the assessment. They don't have to win the Super Bowl, although that would be fabulous. They've been in two, they've won two, we've been at two. But that's the standard. If you don't get into the game, it's a bad season. And it's a long way to go to get there. And they got a lot of competition to fight through. They got the Bengals to fight through. They got Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. Oh my God, to fight through. And they got the rest of the league to fight through. Look, their first game ain't easy.
Well, the first month's a mess, and that's the thing.
Right.
I when I
Right.
started, looked at getting your dry erase board out, start putting my September together to figure out, my American dream. I still want to get to the Hollywood Bowl, and every time somebody goes there, they tell me you got to get to the Hollywood Bowl. So I
There you
might be
go.
getting to the Hollywood Bowl at some point in September. So
All
fingers
right.
crossed.
There we
But
go.
what I do with my 10 cents I have left over when the show's over with, the notion that Buffalo,
Yep.
Cleveland,
Yeah.
Detroit, Kansas City,
Not an easy. Not an easy.
that
I mean, that's a
September,
gauntlet. That's a
that
gauntlet.
you will not be watching the Orioles in September. You'll be watching this and saying, wake up on the day after the season starts 1-0, and you've won at Buffalo, and they beat the snot out of Buffalo early in the year
That's
last year.
right. That's right. And then they choked. That's the wrong word, right? Choked. Lamar gave the ball away.
Mark Andrews gave the ball
Gave the
away.
ball away. Well, no, Andrews fumbled. That was a legit hit. The guy cranked him, punched the ball. There it is. But Lamar just like rolled it out on the 50-yard line. Here, take it, please. So, two giveaways, and then you're fighting from behind. So you beat yourself. And look, Over the last couple seasons, the games they've lost in the regular season have clearly been games they could have, should have won, where they gave away turnovers, they gave away points, they just didn't play well. I don't think anybody really beat them. They've given away games they could have, should have won. And if they play to their capabilities, they'll win. So you wake up, like you said, 1-0, 0-1. Detroit ain't no slouches. They play fast and hard. And
Well, they're going to
Kansas
see Joe
City.
Flacco in week two, I guess. I mean, I
Well,
guess he'll be the quarterback for
or it could
Cleveland.
be Shador, right? Shador?
And who knows,
Who
right?
knows?
I mean,
Shador's probably.
whatever it'll be, Cleveland will stink.
They have five quarterbacks in Cleveland.
Yeah.
How Cleveland is that? And what's up with this draft pick nonsense? Do you see, I'm sure you saw that. Cleveland gave the second round pick a big guaranteed contract. And so now all these second round picks aren't signing because they want a big, stupid Cleveland guaranteed contract.
Well, he's quickly becoming the pariah of owners, right? I mean,
Yes,
he was the one.
yes.
And by the way, for the Players Association to be, and Bisciotti was part of this, right?
Yes,
Back 4
yes.
years ago when they didn't want to give Lamar money and they gave all the guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson,
Yep. They set a standard.
that the Pilot J, fraudulent owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, is marching to his own beat. And
He is. He's doing what he wants. He's the new old Jerry Jones. He's signing his own contracts. He's doing whatever the hell he wants. He doesn't care what people think.
Hey, by the way, your guy Rubenstein came out last week, and not on my show, by the way.
My guy.
You were the first one who told me he was
Yes.
going to own the team.
Yes. I'll
So
take
he's
the
your
credit.
guy,
I'll
right?
take my credit where
You
it's due.
mentioned his name to
I'll take the
me
credit where
3 months
it's due.
before he
Yes.
bought the
Yes.
team.
Yes, I did.
You were like an ownership whisperer.
Ownership whisperer,
I think you
but
were. I mean, you really did
yes.
this.
Yes, I did, and I stood by it, and he did. But
What do you
I
think
have
of his
his.
act so far? You haven't bought tickets. I don't see you running down there.
No, I think I can't blame what's happened on him. I mean, look, we do have hurt players. We do have hurt pitchers. Pitching is this game. And when we pitch, we can't hit. When we hit, we can't pitch.
They fired the manager, and the general manager hid for 3.5 days. I'll continue to bring that up and say that's not
Yeah.
leadership.
No, I get it. But he's now the one, unless they get rid of him, he's the one large and in charge. He just had a draft. He drafted what,
Oh, yeah,
seven
they
pitchers?
got A pluses on all the draft picks because they had more and better and a bigger pool than anybody else. Yes.
Right. So they picked who they wanted. Hopefully they have some strength. But here's the tragedy of it, Ness. Look, it's July, mid-July, whatever the hell the date is today. It's middle of July, and most of the town's more interested in training camp for the Ravens than the Orioles.
Well, of course. Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, we've had a lot of hope around the Orioles. And we've had some late September, October Orioles, and that's been good.
Well,
And
this is where I won't be asleep.
now we
In
don't.
August and
Suddenly we
September,
don't.
when nobody's watching them and nobody cares and everybody's all purpled up, and in October, November, when the Ravens are 8-2 or 9-2 or 10-1, whatever they're going to be, when the Orioles are or are not making the team better in the quiet space
Right.
of October, November, December, that's when our expertise kicks in. That's like when things are bad in the market and you manage money, and it's like, hey, this is when I need to hold your hand a little bit.
That's right.
The people that have trusted me all along with all of the uncomfortable truths of the Orioles, there's a lot of uncomfortable truths when a new guy buys the team, says he's going to do this, that, and the other, and doesn't. And then last week, this is where I was going with my piece with
Yeah.
Rubenstein, is
Yeah.
last week he was on one of these talking head shows. You can go find it. I mean, it's all the Whistler winds him up and gives him what he's supposed to say.
Right,
That's
right.
why he doesn't sit with me. That's why they blocked me from coming in and even being in a room with these people, right? So he mentioned that baseball has a disparity problem with revenue and with payroll, and they need to do something about that. And I'm thinking to myself, and I know this to be factual. I don't know that I wrote about it in Peter Principles, but I think I alluded to it. But I do remember sitting with everybody who knew Peter and knew him well, that when Peter bought the team in 93, his pants were so big and his ego and just all that bluster that Peter was, just all of the whatever that was all the bravado, all the shit talking, all of the lawyer, all of the East Baltimore scrap and all that. He really knew nothing about the history of the game. And when he bought the team and he found out he was on the wrong side of the owners and the union and being a union guy, and then he went and fought with Steinbrenner. He called Selig a used car salesman. He was like his partner. He called him a used car salesman. And like all of the quotes are, all of that's in Peter Principles for sure. But like the notion that Rubenstein bought into this and really didn't read Lords of the Realm and really didn't know. I mean, Rubenstein doesn't know anything about baseball. So, like, the notion that he would even speak out loud about busting the union, which is pretty much go listen to it and think, put yourself in Steve Garvey's shoes or Mark Belanger's shoes or whomever, Marvin Miller, Donald Fear, pick anybody on the other side, he talked about we basically need to bust the union, but we need to have cost certainty and a salary cap, blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff that Marvin Miller never wanted to hear back in Andy Messersmith in all of our lifetime, 50 years now, you and I have seen the owners get their pants cleaned by the players, and then the owners cry poor, and Rubenstein doesn't know what side he's even on in this thing, and Angelos didn't either. So this is the second time a guy has bought the team and doesn't really fundamentally understand how damaged the players and the ownership and that balance has never been in baseball. And talking about like, well, I mean, reasonable people here, you know, I mean, I'm reasonable David Rubenstein. Reasonable people here can see that that's why my stadium's empty and the Yankees and Dodgers have all the money. We just need to fix that. Good luck with that, Davey. Good luck with that.
That ain't gonna happen.
Well, right. I mean, even speaking out loud tells me how naive he is.
Well, you gotta know your place. Look, I say this all the time, and I don't know the circumstances. I'm gonna go with what you say relative to his knowledge and his thinking and so on. I'm there because I'm not reporting on it. I'm not digging into it like you are. But
I'd
here's
like to
what I.
dig into it more and actually
No,
sit
I
with
get
him,
it. I get
but
it. But here's my point. I say to people all the time. I hear this from people. Well, I'm a sophisticated investor. I know how things work. And here's who says that very often are people that make a lot of money or have somehow come into significant money, whether that's by inheritance or they had some stock options at their company and maybe it gave them an excess of wealth, or they bought that one deal, that one thing they got into that really gave them a significant amount of wealth. But here's the truth. Because you earn money and because you have fallen into a certain amount of money does not mean you understand anything about economics, finance, and how money works. I've studied the craft for 40 years. This is what I do for a living. It's what you do for a living. Is this talk, sports, Baltimore Positive. It's what you do. I don't do this. So he has been a top of his game when it comes to the world of private finance, the world of hedge fund, the world of investing, the world of, all that he
he
does.
didn't do that by
Wait, wait,
sitting
wait.
around reading the sporting news 8 hours a day for the
Correct. But
last
he,
30
but here's
years.
my
Yes.
point. He, because you have money and you buy a team, Jerry Jones, you think you understand everything there is to know about the sport. And I would dare say that you need to know a hell of a lot about the sport to be an efficient quality owner of the sport. And you can see the ones that are the ones that win. It's the same across the board. You look at football. Now, granted, in football, I think it's a little more reliant on some great draft picks and some great coaching,
Well, this is where
but
Bisciotti gets involved in personnel at draft time, but and even strategy to some point. But Bisciotti eased into this by saying, "I'm a maniac fan and I need to learn."
Exactly.
And
That's
he's
my
taken
point.
21
That's my
years
point.
to
He
know what he
is,
knows and what he doesn't know,
that's
when to
right.
stick his nose
And to
in.
let whoever run whatever they're running. That's my point. You look at the, this is really funny. Let's talk for a second. Hockey. There was this big to do in the Stanley Cup final. I don't know if you saw this at all. If you didn't, quick read, it'll be worth looking at. People were crying out that the Florida teams are winning the Stanley Cup. And Vegas won the Stanley Cup. And it's because the states they play in don't have state income tax. Therefore, the best players
Want to be
want to
there.
be there and they're getting paid a lot because they're saving all this state income tax. So they went back over the last 30 years. And of course, they didn't win all those cups. They had to have good teams with good coaches, with good players. And now they're winning. But there's plenty of places that didn't have or that do have state income taxes that have won. It's great ownership with great leadership that attracts great players. These players make enough, and we've talked about this. We talked about this back when Lamar was about to sign. We said if he went to Florida, how much would he make more? Yeah, he'd make more. But when you're making 10, 20, 30, 50 million a year, what's 7%? Come on, really? That's not where you're going to choose to play. That's not the difference between creating wealth and not. It's who are the players, who are the managers, who are the coaches, and you got an owner who has to know what they know. And here's what I say all the time to people. There's this, if you look at a pie, if we put a pie chart on the screen, there's a little sliver in there about, let's say, baseball, football. That is what you know, right? Then there's another sliver that is what you know you don't know. The rest of the pie is what you don't know you don't know. And if there's a lot on that pie, there's going to be a problem. You got to know
Well,
what you know and you got to know what you don't know. I mean, look out west. You said it. Look out west. The Dodgers, there's a state that has some state income tax,
the
highest in the
Padres,
country.
Manny Machado
Who
stayed in San Diego. He made more
owns the
money playing for the
Padres?
Marlins, right?
Who owns the Padres?
Well, the fella that owned them died.
Yeah,
I don't know who
but
owns them right now.
the family that owns the Padres, I think, is the brother-in-law of the family that owns the Dodgers. They know what they're doing. They understand the game. They understand how to play it. They keep their mouth shut. They keep their head down, and they win. When's the last time you saw the owner? When you see Jerry Jones, there's a problem.
Yeah, the Padres didn't have a bobblehead for their owner. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. We're
But
talking some
football,
football, and
football,
yes.
football. Let's get our draft picks and let's get on the field and let's see what we got. And look, you said it. We said it earlier. The first month, man, the first month is going to tell the tale.
Well, and you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. We don't play the Steelers till like late in the year. So like
He'll be out by then.
you say that, and
He'll be
I said
retired.
to no, I said to Luke, I'm like, they will be 6-6. They're always six and, they're
Right,
always six and
right.
six, and it's November and they're scrapping and they stink and the running game's good and their defense can get at you a little bit, but you always play left-handed against them. You always play like crap when you never go in there and freight train them. They always push you
We
around a little
freight
bit.
trained him in the playoffs.
I hear you, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not ready to write them off. And
I
I
don't
know
care
how
about
much you
them.
hate Joe Burrow, which makes me sort of like him even more. But,
No, they got a
to
shot.
me, if you gave me a quarterback to pick, I'd
They
pick
got a
him.
shot. They have a good shot. That's why I said we got to fight the Bengals and you got to fight Pittsburgh just to, because you always do. You always have to fight Pittsburgh. It's just the way the world works. But I'm not worried about the Browns, but Buffalo and Detroit and Kansas City coming out of the gate.
Say, I'm not worried about the Browns until you lose to Buffalo 20-19 because the new kicker misses a kick, and now you're 0-1, and the
Oh
Browns are
no,
coming
you're
in.
throwing
And
the new kicker under the bus already?
who knows? Well,
He hasn't even started
here's a
yet, the
prediction.
kid.
This is a flippant prediction. He will
Yeah.
miss a big kick at some point. He will. I don't know where
He
it'll be or
has
when.
to.
Well, they all do. I mean, and Tucker never did. And
Right.
that was the strangest thing about Tucker.
That was his claim to
Well, no,
fame.
that wasn't the strangest thing about Tucker.
No, that was
No.
his claim to fame coming to the team, right? He, if I remember correctly, if stats bear me out, he never missed a kick in the fourth quarter in Texas.
Okay.
I mean, I believe that was the statistic. And comes to the Ravens, and he was a superstar. Let's face it, undrafted, made his way, made his name, made a lot of money, and was a superstar. And unless he's tarnished forever, I think from a football perspective, certainly should be a Hall of Fame kicker. Now, 10 games suspended, and who knows if he'll ever play the game again. But hopefully, he was smart enough with his money that he doesn't have to. We'll
When I
see.
see him, I'm going to read to him everything he called Julie Sharper and the institution of journalism the minute that the news came out that I read in Pizza John's that day back in January. And I'm, if he ever sits with me, I'll be like, I
He
just go
won't.
down the list.
He
You know what
won't.
I'm saying?
He's not
Like
going to sit with you.
that's who he is.
Nobody wants to sit with you because you're too tough. You're a raw journalist. They want fluff. They want fluff. Speaking of fluff, did you watch the All-Star game?
I did. It was really terrible, most
I
of
didn't
it.
think the game was terrible. I thought the game was good. This way they ended it was so bizarre. The announcers, of course, are touting this as the greatest way to
Dude,
end
the
a game
announcers are just
ever.
pimps, man. Like
Right.
it's just
Come on.
what used to pass for Howard Cosell and journalism
Right.
behind the mic, where there was someone there that wasn't in on the charade. It
Right.
is
Well, this
now it's
is
a giant charade now.
it's a cheerleading
It's
session.
really, really
But
like
this is my point. That's why they don't
poor.
want to sit with you. They don't want old scrappy Q&A. They want soft pedal
They want
stuff.
reality TV where they write the script.
Right.
Yeah.
I always wonder, I don't watch any of those shows, speaking
All
of.
that's going to do is make my show a little bit more palatable for people when they do want to come and get
Well, they
something that's
want
honest.
honesty.
Because, like,
That's
I
right.
watch this and I watch baseball and the presentation of baseball. I
Yep.
mean, the commissioner is sitting there with three humbled servants: Dan Plesac, Harold Reynolds, whom I love. Harold, I've known
Yeah.
Harold 30
Yeah.
years. I
Yeah.
love Harold, and the wacky guy in the middle that's the conductor of the orchestra. I mean, look, you and I, we got political last week, but I'll get even more political in the Georgia thing, where they have all these rappers out doing this rap thing to nothing but white people. They put the baseball team 20 miles away from a subway stop so that there would be no people of color coming. They move the team out of the city to a place where only white people and rich people could get to it. And then the country music comes in because they got to get that. So there's Zach Brand. Then, of course, they would wave the flag. And then, of course, they're going to have the military. So it's God, flag, military, country, rap, Latin, white, baseball, apple pie, all of this, except like it's all like a
Theater.
gaslight. Yeah, it's
Theater.
like, and it's so. Yeah, it's pablum, man. It just and it's a meaningless game. And I felt bad for the kid that from the Diamondbacks that got
Oh,
hit, right? I mean,
I
so I
hope
don't
that
want
didn't
anybody getting
break.
hurt. I mean, my
Yeah, I
dad
hope it didn't
always
break.
referenced the Ray Fosse, Pete Rose.
Oh,
My dad never
yeah.
liked Pete Rose because of that. My dad thought that was so cheap.
Bush League. Bush League.
Ray Fosse's shoulder was never right and all
Right,
that. So,
right.
I love the All-Star game. I attended 20 of them. I said to my wife
Well,
about
my
2 o'clock
favorite.
on Tuesday, I'm like, it's 103 in Atlanta. I would be
Right.
on the freeway going out there if they were nice to me. I would have been in
Right.
Atlanta. I'd have been a part of all
Absolutely.
that. But watching the television
Hey,
presentation of it,
they wore their uni they wore their uniforms again.
they look great. Didn't they look
And
great?
how about the comments from the that was one thing that from the commentators I thought I was surprised that they enjoyed that they mentioned that they talked about it, because I thought that was a thing baseball was, stupid about. We thought it was, I mean, it was
They
terrible.
were
The
in Jetsons
pajamas,
outfits last year. When they
it was
show the
terrible.
highlights from
It was
last year, it looks
terrible.
like the Jetsons.
It was
It's
terrible.
disgraceful. I
And
mean, they
how about,
did look great. I'll give you
they
that.
did.
And
And how
I
about the
love
home run
baseball, and I love
derby?
the traditions of
Did you watch
baseball.
the home run derby?
I watched a lot of the
How about
beginning of it.
Cal
I didn't. I
Raleigh?
can't make it the whole night. I didn't watch the whole
I
night,
love
but.
the story that Cal had his dad pitching to him. His brother was catching,
Big
and
dumper.
he crushed the ball. I mean, he took it out. He destroyed it. It was outstanding, and I'm sure you saw the video. 10-year-old Cal, did you see the video?
Oh yeah.
He proclaiming he was the home
The
run derby
champion.
champ.
Yeah.
Talk about foreshadowing and a thought. I mean, maybe every 10-year-old plays baseball has that video, and he just happened to
Every parent
produce.
dotes on their kids these
Right,
days. They all have a
right.
camera,
They
so
all
like
have the video
we are
going.
right. I mean, we are I
That
mean
would have been anybody's story. It just happened to be his, but it was
The videos of Ray
tremendous.
Lewis blowing players up didn't really exist as an 11-year-old.
Right.
Lamar's got video from when he was 8 years old because his mother
Absolutely.
shot it and his coach shot it.
Absolutely.
And
You got it. You got to
yeah.
have that to promote your kid for the scholarship.
So all of that's going to make great Gatorade videos forever,
Right,
right? You know,
someday,
so yeah.
someday.
Leonard Raskin is here. He markets money and the protection of your money and the American dream. He is
Yes.
Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive. He is salivating, not too hard because he's down in Delaware having a good time at the beach for a little while, but waiting for football season. And
Yes.
it's here. It's here. I mean, finally, we're going
It's
to
time.
have injuries. We're going to have fights. We're going to have sweat. We're going to have fans out there. There's even a rumor that Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta might have to look at me on August 3rd,
Well,
but
you
we'll
never
see.
know.
You
You
never know.
never
You
know.
never know. That ticket says, does it say anything about
Says
Venezuelan guys from Dundalk or no?
everybody but Nestor can come. That's what it
It's usually what it says. That's I appreciate that.
says.
So I took off my hat and said, imagine that, huh? Me working for
There you
you.
go. There you
The
go.
signs are all out there that we're going to have new Maryland lottery scratch offs. I'm going to have pressure luck. I'm going to have some lucky sevens as we get into our 27th anniversary, made possible by people like Leonard Raskin, who support us, as well as our friends at Curio Wellness and Father and Daughter, as well as the Maryland Lottery, who's putting us out on the road. My 27 favorite things to eat all
There
next
we
month.
go.
Leonard, you're going to be shocked by some of these because a couple of these are like gems that I've never promoted. I don't put pictures up of everything I eat, believe it or not. I am very sponsor centric because you're the ones that power me up and keep me alive, and the ability to do this. But a couple of these are going to be like places
I'm ready.
you're going to see number 16. You're going to write it down and say, hey, I'm going to get over there and check
I'm
out
going to
that
be for
chicken
that one.
dish, you know?
That's right.
So
I'm
they're going to be
ready.
my favorite dishes. These are going to be the things that like I literally crave that I do. Some are very simple. Donut, pretzel, snowball, you know what I mean?
Right, I'm ready.
Cookies, my favorite cookies in the world. I'm gonna tell you where I get those.
Awesome.
And I'm not trying to put a run on any of this, like the pizza spitter is.
Right.
But I just really want to promote some great places. It's our 27th anniversary. And I was gonna do a crab soup, Leonard. I was gonna do cream of crab and Maryland crab. I'm gonna do that next year. Do
Okay.
that for the 28th
There we
anniversary.
go.
This
There we
year, we're just
go.
going to do good stuff to eat. Leonard Raskin is here. You can find him out at Raskin Global. He is here locally, ready to help you understand money, help you with your money, help you understand things like insurance and your work and your 401k and where all your dough is going. You can find him out at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.